become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Peter Shank, subbing in, sitting in for the ailing John Stadmiller. Okay, we have Roger.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Come on in, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. My question, I take it that the federal constitution guarantees, indeed demands, that each state shall have a small R Republican government, but that the Constitution is almost totally silent about that what that means for each state's government. Now, since many of our states' governments can and do, in fact, have a number of communisms / socialisms in their constitutions, and I expect that they're virtually all added after the constitutional era, nevertheless, it's a lot easier, the state government officials, including their state supremes, are they not more accessible for tar and feathering?
Well, I believe that many years ago, the people around the United States gave up their right, many of their rights, for civil rights. They felt civil rights were more important to them than the rights that God had given them. And I think that's the exchange. We exchanged our civil right, our God-given rights, for civil rights.
Yeah, and of course, there is no such thing as any human right that's exercised apart from property, starting with one's physical body and extending outwards. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. What I'm suggesting here is that the rights in the Constitution, basically, that whole document was ripped up in part after the Civil War, and then in the '60s, they really, really took it to task and shredded it with the Civil Rights Movement. And that this is why you have all these eminent domain questions now. That gave the government the right to come in and monitor your behavior in your home. Started with welfare, things like that. Roger?
Well, presumably a right confers a right to medical care, say, confers therefore a right to steal from other people to secure that right to you, right?
Or a right to housing. People that are living in these Section 8 housing complexes, they have government inspectors come in and search their dirty underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because they live in a government housing project.
And as well it should be, because if the government, if people think that you can give block grants or whatever, and that somehow solves the intrusiveness of government problem, all that does is add to the unaccountability problem, because
when you make
you
a deal,
too little accountability over far too many resources being expended by,
all right,
expended by the state.
Let me hold you, Roger, over the break one more time. We'll be right back with Roger, Jeff, and John. This is the National Intel Report. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Don't go away. There's more.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Peter Shank sitting in for the ailing John Stadtmiller. We have 6 lines open. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Jump right in and let the world know what you're thinking. Well, I'm talking with Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, give us your closing comment.
Yeah, thanks. Now, of course, governments have no business being involved to any degree in any of the social services they provide. That's a matter for private charity where there is true accountability, and I would add less busybody type of intrusiveness, more to make sure that what's spent is not wasted. But for every penny that government does spend, there has to be strict accountability.
Absolutely.
So that doesn't solve the problem with the block grants or any other trendy scheme to get the meddling government out of the socialist gravy. God bless.
All right. Thank you, sir. He makes a great point. It's amazing to me the restrictions the government puts on charity organizations when they give money or aid to the homeless or the sick. For instance, the Salvation Army has been forbidden to try to bring the message of Christianity to these homeless individuals. The government has forbidden the Salvation Army from doing this. They're not allowed any longer to entice these homeless individuals into the midnight missions, the different missions across the United States. They entice them in there with some warm food, a place to sleep. But they used to make them listen to some Bible passages, and they tried to spread the word of God to these homeless individuals. Well, they're no longer able to do that. But yet the government can come into your house, if you live in a government housing project, and they can look at your dirty underwear. They have the right to look at everything in your house. It just doesn't seem kosher, so to speak. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. You're on the air live on Screen Uncensored. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, Peter. Nice to talk to you again. If I may, I'd like to jump into a little piece of what I think may be previously unknown New World Order history.
Okay.
I didn't wake up, so to speak, until around 2003. I think it was the Larry Silverstein piece on the PBS documentary that finally did it to me. Looking back over my experience in the military and my education in military history at the Virginia Military Institute, I've been looking back, you know, in the past 2 years or less than 2 years at some things that I was taught that just didn't make sense. And one of them was a piece of history prior to World War II out in the Pacific. One of the people that we were taught as officers was a visionary and sort of he was known as a war prophet, if you will, regarding the coming war in the Pacific was this guy by the name of Pete Ellis. And he was a company-grade Marine officer that scoured all of the South Pacific, mapping out future landing zones, sea lanes, combat areas of operations, et cetera, et cetera. Back in the right after World War One, and this guy was, we were told, was basically kind of a maverick. He went off on his own. He was a visionary. He saw this war in the Pacific coming years and years in advance. He was given special priority by General Lejeune, who had became, you know, one of the most famous commandants in Marine Corps history. He worked directly for General Lejeune on his staff. And I always wondered who this guy was. How on earth did this guy, as a company-grade officer, get the green light to go off on his own sort of career dream, so to speak, and map out what he thought was going to be a war decades in advance? And near the end of his work, he submitted this plan to General Lejeune called Advanced Base Operations in Micronesia in 1921. And as he was finishing up his work in the following months, he started to, they said his life was starting to disintegrate. He had all kinds of personal problems. He was living with this concubine out in the South Pacific. And suddenly in May of 1923, just as he was finishing his work, he suddenly died mysteriously.
Okay, so and what again? What was his work?
This was the guy that went ahead and mapped out all the landing zones, all of the landing routes for all of the amphibious craft when they hit Peleliu, Tarawa, Okinawa.
Okay.
You name it. It was all known prior to World War II.
I follow you. Okay.
So I think this is extremely suspicious. I'm going to look into it more, but for a company grade guy to just go off on his own and do what he wanted, you just don't see that. I mean, the captains and the majors do what the colonels say, the colonels will do what the generals say, and so on. It's the guys at the command and staff college that get to do the long term planning, not some company grade guy.
So what do you think? What's the upshot of this?
Well, the upshot is it's just another huge piece of evidence that World War II was planned well in advance, and this guy somehow he did all the work they wanted, and then they capped him.
Hmm. Well, you know that's not a real stretch considering the last three or four wars were planned years in advance.
Yeah. It's just another piece of substantiation for the fact that these giant wars are planned out. And it's sad to me because I was always a huge fan of studying World War II. I thought it was like the last battle where we fought no holds barred, you know. No
absolutely.
Holds, you know, but it's not really true.
It's not true. It's very depressing. I feel the same way. I used to be a huge World War II enthusiast as far as researching history and watching all the videos and reading the books about World War II, Pearl Harbor, D-Day, all those things. Then the more you research it, you realize it was a phony war. The whole thing was a setup, and it was all phony. And in fact, all these wars, the last few wars we've had, are all phony wars, because people that set these wars up, that plan for these wars, these are very, very, these are what you might call big money interests. The bankers, the military-industrial complex, they plan 50 to 100 years in advance. People don't realize this.
Yeah, I can't even conceive of it.
The average person can't plan from paycheck to paycheck. These people plan 50 years in advance.
Yeah, I feel like I'm making up for lost time here. I mean, I've woken up about 2 years ago, and, you know, when Waco happened, when Oklahoma City happened, I was serving my country overseas, getting my news spoon-fed to me by the Pentagon.
And that's what the rest of us are getting as we speak. All the news over the wire, for the most part, is news that's manufactured in the Pentagon.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look into more about how this guy died. If I come up with anything good, I'll let you know.
All right, sir. Thank you for the phone call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Please call again. Well, you know, it is incredible, but most people don't plan, and they can't conceive of a group of individuals that actually get together and plan their set out their financial strategy 50 years in advance. This is what they do. This is what the World Banks do. This is what the big money interests do. This is what the globalists do. This is not what we do, unfortunately. And they're always a few steps ahead of us. That's why it's important to have these types of shows to get this information out to the average Joe. Okay, moving right along. There's a quick news item here. From Washington, the House of Representatives voted Thursday to try to restrict the effect of what has proven to be a highly controversial Supreme Court ruling that found that property can be taken for private development if government authorities decided it would benefit the larger community. In other words, if we can build a Walmart and get more taxes, more taxes from revenue, that will help the community at large more than your home will and your property taxes. The House passed the amendment to the Treasury Transportation Spending Bill 231-189. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas said he believes the Supreme Court issued a horrible decision. I agree with you, Tom, and I believe that President Bush has also issued horrible decisions. So once we fix this eminent domain problem, why don't we go after your buddy President Bush? How about that, huh? John in New York, you're on the air live on Screen Uncensored. Welcome to the National Intel Report. Come on in.
How are you, Peter?
Very well, sir.
All right. Just have a few things, and maybe I'll bring up something about what you just talked about as far as the how things have been planned over the years. Just to start off with a couple of simple things, I noticed that the on RBN, if you go into the different programs and stuff like that, I noticed you don't have your picture up. Any reason why?
No particular reason. Oh, okay. I just have what you might call a radio face.
Oh, okay. I was just curious, because I know that I think you and I think there's one other show that didn't have a picture up.
It's better heard than being seen, maybe. I don't know. I'm planning on putting a picture up there. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Another thing, the song that the woman had talked about before, I know a lot of people are probably looking for that song Renegade and stuff like that. I know Alex plays it and stuff. It's written and it was put out by a guy named Steve Vaus, V-A-U-S.
Okay.
And he has a website, and you can buy, it's very almost impossible to find on eBay or any of the other sites.
John, let me hold you over the break and you can give us that information.
Okay.
We'll be right back with John, Thomas, and Linda. This is the National Intel Report, Open Phone Friday. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Don't go away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
What Friday would be in, would be complete without a little bit of Jimi Hendrix? That's what I say. All right. Well, we're all on the watchtower here on the National Intel Report. I'd like to remind you that this is Peter Schenck hosting for John Stadtmiller, who's recuperating from an accident, and he should be getting, well, he's getting very well, and he'll be up and about here very shortly, and back here at RBN behind the golden microphone of RBN. I'd like to remind you that I have a show Monday through Friday, Schenck Talk Live. If you're listening to this broadcast over the internet, you can hear it at the RBN website. And I'll be back on the air again this evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please tune in and join me this evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Let's go back to John in New York. John, come on in.
Yes, like I was saying before, the song Renegade and Let's Take America Back and stuff like that was written by a guy in Texas named Steve Vaus, V-A, like a V like in Victor, A-U-S, and you can pick him up on the web. Just type in the name. And he, although I had gotten his four albums, he actually had five, one was on tape, the other four on CD, about a year ago, he just emailed me about 2 weeks ago and said that he come up with about 200 copies of a thing he put out of his hits, and they're both on there. plus other really, really great stuff. So he had 200 copies he found in a box that he I know he's selling. So if anybody's interested, just go into, check it out. You know, type in Steve VAUS and pull up his website. And, I mean, it's a great thing to have. You're not going to find it anywhere else. It's not
okay.
out and it's not available. All right.
Anything else, Sean? Any closing comment?
Yeah. Well, actually, I wanted to bring up one other thing. I don't know if you're aware. I came across the book not that long ago called Vatican Assassins, Wounded in the House of My Friends. It came out in the year 2000. It's out of print now. Supposedly 5,000 copies were made by a guy named Eric John J-O-N Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. And it's one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. It's 600-something pages. You can download it and look into it if you type in his name, Eric John Phelps. It's called Vatican Assassins. Go into the book. He does have a website. He's still around. I don't know if the book is going to be coming out again. There's problems with it. But the book is based on 13 books that were written in the 1700s and 1800s. The book itself is approximately, I would say, probably 80% of what he took from the other texts and 20% of his opinion. Now, out of that, also,
what is the book about, sir?
Pardon me?
What is the book about?
The book is about the history of the Jesuits.
Okay.
And it goes into the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church. And like you were saying before, you know, how many years it takes and stuff like that. If you follow the money, if you really think about it, I mean, what's going on in the United States is going on in the rest of the world. Who has the money? Trace it back. Where does it go back? It goes back to the Catholic Church. 2,000 years of wheeling and dealing, and then with the Jesuit order coming into place in the 1500s. Everything that's happening now is, if you look and you see it, everything that came, everything with these secret orders and all, everything came from this group. And everything that's being done now is Jesuit. If you look and see what they've done and what they're doing and what their secret books are and stuff like that, it's all that. And the amazing thing is the stuff is documented because there was a, you can download the book and you could also probably download the book originally came with a DVD or a CD,
okay,
a CD-ROM
well,
of all the 13 books that were covered up and no longer available. I mean,
so let me ask you this. So you're saying that the Jesuit priests are the ones running the World Bank?
Yes.
And they're also the ones telling Rothschild
yes.
what to do?
Yes.
All the
yes.
Jesuit priests?
Yes. But once you read this book and you go into a book mm-hmm. called, if any of the listeners out there, just type in on the web, Black Pope, B-L-A-C-K,
okay.
Pope. And it doesn't mean the guy is black as a race. It means,
no, it means he's an evil pope.
It's the order. No, it's not black. It's because the pope normally, the pope wears white.
Right, so he'll be the anti-pope.
The Jesuit general and the Jesuits are dressed in black, mm-hmm. so they call him the Black Pope, who essentially runs Rome.
How do you, but sir, how do you account for all the written documentation from the Zionists that all that clearly states
but
blueprint for a new world order?
Yes, but it was written by the Jesuits. Or the Zionists. The Zionists are part of it.
Way back during the Babylonian times, they had Jesuit priests?
No,
Jesuits, I don't think
the
so.
The Jesuits came in place in the like I said, mm-hmm. the 1500s.
I think they might be players in the game, but I think you're going after the wrong guys.
Well, I don't
the
know.
Of the
I don't
snake,
know the fact. I'm only saying what, you know.
The
I'm
head
only...
of the snake, my friend, is situated in Jerusalem, and it's known as Israel. The goal is to create a Supreme Court of the world.
Right.
In Israel, in Jerusalem. Now, if they've got a Supreme Court of the world in Jerusalem, I wonder what kind of a world government we're going to have and who's going to run that.
Well, you know, the new Knesset that was built there, it's all Masonic. I have a thing on the wall.
Yes, and the Masons are heavily influenced and
yeah.
heavily related to
and who,
the
and
Zionists.
Who paid for it? The Rothschilds.
And they're Zionists as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, John, thank you for the call.
But I'm saying it's interesting. There's something to really people should look into.
Okay. Got to go, John. Thank you, sir. Please call again. We'll be right back with Thomas Linden. John, this is the National Intel Report. Don't go away. There's more.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opting down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome, my friends. It's Open Line Friday, Open Phone Friday. We've got some lines open, so please give us a call. Whatever you want to talk about is fine. You want to hear your opinion and get your views out over the airwaves. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Give us a call. This is Peter Shank hosting the National Intel Report for the recovering John Stadmiller. Well, you know, most people don't realize, once again, that people that are involved in this new world order, the big money, the big bankers, they do plan in advance. They do lay their blueprints out 50 years in advance. Here's a quote from David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel. This is out of Look magazine back in 1962. This is his quote. In Jerusalem, the United Nations will build a shrine of the prophets to serve the Federated Union of all continents. This will be the scene of the Supreme Court of mankind to settle all controversies among the Federated Continents, as prophesied by Isaiah. That's David Ben-Gurion, first Prime Minister of Israel. And this is something that's been going on for a while, my friends. The Zionists have made not made any effort to conceal their goals or their motives. But for some odd reason, the mainstream media closes their eyes to all these written documents floating around. They don't discuss it. They don't debate it. They don't see the similarity of what was predicted 50 years ago by the Zionists, what their goals were. They don't see the similarity in what's going on right now as we speak. Now, if there is a Supreme Court of mankind or a world Supreme Court in Jerusalem, well, that would presuppose, I imagine, that there's a world government. Just like the United States Supreme Court is in the United States, I imagine the world Supreme Court in Jerusalem will be the capital of the world government. Now, I'm just assuming now. It's all speculation. What do you think, my friends? Give me a call. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Thomas in Michigan from the National Intel Report. Come on in, Thomas.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Constitution. First, I just want to make one quick comment about, I think when people are reading the Bible, that my opinion that one has to really be able to understand the difference between the Son of Man and the Son of God, in the New Testament, when Christ spoke of himself and others, there was, there was two terms used, mostly in the book of John, the Gospel of John, he used the Son of God. But if you were to read the other three Gospels, it's exclusively Son of Man. And, I mean, I think it's something that people should look at, the difference in the term.
What are we going to find out with regards to this difference? What are you differentiating?
Well, the Son of God is spiritual. The Son of Man is Adam. Is Son of Adam.
Okay.
Okay. And Son of God is spiritual.
Okay, certainly. So, what are we driving at?
Well, when he said, all this about, people are talking about the second coming, and a lot of people referred to Matthew 24, but he says they'll see the sign of the Son of Man in the clouds with great glory. Okay? The point is I don't believe there is a second coming, because I don't believe the Son of Man, actually the flesh, actually ever left. I think when he was taken up into the clouds, he was animated as Son of God. He gave up the ghost. His personality, his soul, moved on, to the next level of existence. But in the Old Testament, all the sacrifices were burned. He was a sacrifice, but he wasn't burned. And that's why I think where he is would be... You'd read the in Ezekiel, the last few chapters of Ezekiel. They talk about there's basically a doorway, and then where they're measuring things, and actually what the inside of this object appears, at least to me, it appears to be bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. So I just that's all I can understand about it, is that I can't understand it. And what it does is it seems to go back into the old law. And Christ was the law. He was the law was made into flesh. He made the law into himself by being able to fulfill the law. So, although he was killed, he was murdered, but, he was.
And so, where are we going, Thomas? Where are we going with this in relation to,
I'm trying to add
the Constitution?
I wanted to say that I thought that the 11th Amendment of the United States Constitution was really where Congress went astray, because when they took away restricted judicial power of the United States, it said, shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state or by citizens or subject of any foreign state. In other words, it looks like they, if another state violates my rights, then that means I can't sue that state. So in other words, they say, well, I have a constitution, but I don't have any remedy. And, I mean, what good is that?
Well, obviously no good at all, is it?
So what I'm saying is that basically, in my opinion, nothing but the Constitution in itself and the first 10 amendments, you know, basically apply because...
Absolutely. The first 10 amendments are the ones we should be concentrating on. We should get rid of the rest of them.
And it's, you know, I see here in the 11th Amendment, I have one Constitution, they use a capital C citizen, and another Constitution, they use small C citizen. I'm pretty sure capital C was, you know, the way it was actually written, because small C citizen, is, my knowledge, was used in for the first time in 14th Amendment.
All right, Thomas, I have to move on. I got a full phone bank here. Thank you, sir, for calling. I appreciate the phone call. It's Dakota Linda in Wisconsin. You're on the air live, Unscreened and Censored. Thank you for your patience, Linda.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate the program, and hope John will be back with us soon. Back, I believe, when I received this book was probably in the first Gulf War, and I don't know how I obtained this little book, but it's about a 5x7, 19 pages, and on the front it says Freedom from War. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. This is the document that Kennedy signed, and on this inside page it said that this was released September 1961, and I don't know if it's possible to obtain a copy of this. Now, what this is it's all about the United Nations and the United States working with the United States to disarm the world, including our country, and to give all power to the United Nations for aid.
Absolutely. I've seen the document. That's an old document that was actually floating around in some John Birch literature.
Then that's where I got it.
Yeah.
That's where I got it.
I remember the document. Yeah, Kennedy started the whole disarmament process. He wanted to eventually give all of the power of the military to the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
My statement about this book, though,
okay,
and what it says, is that all of these laws, and not just the gun laws, but land rights, etc. All of this, to me, is stemming from this document to disarm us of all of our freedoms. And it would be nice, you know, if we could get some copies of this out to people so that they can see what's behind this. You know, we keep having these laws that come forward and say, well, we're going to have this law about this particular type of gun. Well, it's not just about that particular type of gun. It's about taking all the rights away, all of our constitutional rights under the United Nations.
Well, Linda, I've got to move on, and I appreciate your phone call and what you're saying. And you're absolutely right. We have to give up all of our rights to our government so they, in turn, can give those rights to the world government, the one world government. The UN or whatever it may be. But we have to give up our rights first. That's exactly what's happening as we speak. John in California, come on in. You're on the air. The National Intel Report.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, John.
I hope John Stadtmiller gets well soon.
We all are wishing him well. Yes.
Yeah. I know this is probably a taboo subject down there in Radio Free Austin. But did you hear about the two U.S. Border Patrol agents that got shot yesterday?
No, tell us about it.
Yeah, two Border Patrol agents were shot with high-powered firearms just north of the border. Where was it? In Nogales.
Jeez.
So, you know.
Well, it's just rampant, John. I mean, look at the paper every day. There's some little girl or little boy being raped or maimed or murdered from an illegal alien that they deported once, twice, three times, and third time they came back. That was the charm. They were able to hit their mark and murder some little boy, little girl, police officer, Border Patrol agent. It goes on and it goes on. But you know what? They need their cheap labor. So if we lose a few Americans along the way, a few infants, a few children, a few police officers, pregnant mothers, well, it's okay because we can build our patios for a lot less money at Home Depot with this cheap labor. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan to me, you know, just sell us all out. What about the little girl they found tied to a tree out here in Temecula about 5 years ago that was raped, you know, by one of the illegals?
I've got a stack of papers a mile high with people, illegal aliens raping and maiming and killing. It just goes on. It's a crime wave. And the thing about it, it's going to get a lot worse.
Well, they're future insurgents.
Absolutely. They're the future government agents that are going to knock on your door and ask you in Spanish to please give up your gun.
Yes, sir. But we've got to, a part of the Patriot Movement has to placate them so that they can be on our side. Come on now.
I don't know.
It makes no sense to me.
But you know what? I guess there's people out there that know a lot more about this than we do.
Yeah.
Sean, I hate to cut you off, but...
Well,
I've got him. You have one more question?
Well, I was just going to say I was about ready for the rubber room. That's about it.
No, that's going to happen later on this evening.
Okay. Take care, guy.
Stay tuned, though, because I'll be on later on this evening at 7 o'clock. Sean in Louisiana, come on in. You're on the air live on Screen Uncensored.
Yes. Good evening, Peter. Look, about the World Court, the Israeli World Court, I understand the building is already constructed there. It was paid for by Rothschilds. It's already in place.
Well, I thought they were going to put it on near the Temple Mount or something, on the Temple Mount.
Well, I can't give you the exact location, but it is in fact existing.
Well, I believe it.
While Kennedy and the bang gang is signing for world disarmament, they're meeting the next year at Iron Mountain and deciding that what we need in this country is perpetual war, which is exactly what we've had since then.
Absolutely.
Right? There's a phenomenon going on. I've been with aficionado of talk radio since 1988, and I've spoken to a great many well-known people on programs. That what I'm going to say has no reflection on you or John Stadtmiller's program, but I have seen a letdown in the quality of talk radio over the years. A big letdown in 1996, and I think it's on decline now. And I have a theory about what it is, what has caused that. I think that the best, most informed speakers, callers, have been blocked out. And I think they've done it by the Southern Poverty Law Center and by the ADL. I think they have communicated with the host and perhaps with petitions and bad-mouthed certain callers to get them blocked. For instance, they could say they're anti-Semitic or they're racist or they're this or they're that or the other.
But that's definitely the death knell for a talk show host if he's branded as a anti-Semite or a racist, yes.
I think it's going on, and I think it happened to yours truly. But I can live with it if that's what it is, because things are approaching a climax.
Well, I guess. I will see what happens, but any closing comments very quickly?
No, that's it. I just want to make that point, and I'd like to get a confirmation somehow, some way.
Okay, John, thank you.
God bless you.
Bye. God bless you too, sir. Let's go to Drew in Arkansas. You're on the air live on Screen Uncensored. Come on in, Drew.
I appreciate it, Peter.
Sure.
Salute you as a former officer of the United States Marine Corps. You do a fantastic job of getting the truth out there. I salute John for doing the best he can with what limited funds and what he does. I want to specifically thank you, Peter, for your show last night with the Wing TV people. There is a problem that you brought forth, and it is the censorship of all the information and the control that people have behind the scenes because they don't like the truth. The fastest 4 hours of talk radio is not being beamed into the Austin market, and it's a shame that there's people down there that don't have the funds and the money to fight back with their own micro broadcasting. Peter, I salute you. I did not know until last night that you had even been pulled off because of truth that you once put out. But fortunately, you're back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you have your hour. I pray for you. From now on, I will be behind you and support you 100%.
Wow.
I really want to say thank you very much for getting the truth out there. I know you got tons of information and documentation of the illegal aliens, and I am sad that there are Americans that feel that they have to sell videos and T-shirts to illegal aliens to get the truth out.
Okay. Well, Drew, thank you for the call, and I appreciate your support. What can I say? Anna, let's bring Anna in from Tennessee on the National Intel Report. Come on in.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to tell you that I appreciate everything that you try to say on the radio and the others that preach on this radio station that I hear several hours during the daytime. I also want to tell you, if you can take this, I can't stand it, don't want to hear it, but my family members keep it on. And sometimes I plug my ears up because I say I don't want to hear no more. But I appreciate you being on the radio and trying to tell people. My father was old enough to recognize that the Social Security number was the
way
that...
Anna, hang on. We're going to hold you over the break. Bring you right back with Sam and Anna. Don't go away. There's a little bit more left. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is Peter Schenck, subbing for John Stadtmiller, who's recuperating from an accident. Anna, come back in very quickly.
Yes. Well, what I was saying is my father preached a sermon saying, come out of her, my people. It's a big roller coaster that people can't stop. I appreciate you preaching and telling these things on the radio programs, but I'm afraid it's a big roller coaster that anybody gets in his way is just going to get smashed. And the Bible prophecy teaches that it's going to bring in the end of the world. Not that you're not supposed to fight it, I suppose, but come out of the system and come out of the ways of the United States and how it's becoming demonized and all the types of things that it has out there to re-educate the people away from whatever's right. And that's all I got to say. I appreciate you, even though I can't stand to hear you.
Okay.
Most people feel that way. I went to the laundromat one time and spoke to five different people five different ways. In other words, I brought up the same subject five different ways, for it, against it, neutral, whatever, and got very funny different answers. People don't want to hear it, and they don't appreciate it to hear it.
Yeah, well, they think you're crazy if you talk about it. So
absolutely crazy. Right. That's right.
Thank
that's
you.
That's why I like you, but I don't.
I see. Thanks, Anna. All right. Well, it's kind of a love-hate thing, kind of kinky, I guess. Sam, come on in, West Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Peter?
Great.
Hey, I appreciate you sitting in for John while he's recovering there. But I wanted to bring up something here that I don't know if people have noticed. With relationship to things to come, with the ruling, of course, about a week and a half ago about private property rights, and also people remember that Bush got the bankruptcy laws changed. Now you can't get out of your credit card bankruptcy, but with bankruptcy.
He's wrapping this up in a nice big package.
Right. So
a big bowl on top.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, if there happens to be an economic blowout, and, of course, with the pending wars, they're not going to really need a draft because everybody will be out of work, so the military will be the only place to go.
Precisely.
And know who's going to argue when they come to take your house to put a business in, create jobs. So, you know,
you know what? You hit it all in the nail on the head. Exactly. You're exactly correct.
So, you know, I just thought I'd bring it out, but I appreciate what you're doing. It was John doing what's the update with John? I haven't heard anything.
John was in a motorcycle accident, and he is recovering, and he'll be back. He's now at home, and he's out of the hospital, so he'll be back very soon.
Oh, that's great. Because I knew he was in a wreck, but I didn't know how bad it was, because no one was really giving a lot of detail. But, you know, we've been praying and keeping everybody there in our prayers for a quick recovery. You know, if John was to happen, something happened bad that, you know, RBN wasn't there anymore, I don't know what I'd do. But I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sam, and I'm sure John appreciates the kind words. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're reaching the end of the show. I want to thank John Stadtmiller for letting me host his show this afternoon. I want to thank Paul Martin, as always, great producer. I want to thank all the micro-broadcasters out there for carrying this show and all the people on the Internet listening to the show. I will be on the air at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. You can hear me on the Internet. So please join us then. What can I tell you? God bless you, my friends. If we can keep freedom of speech alive, we have a very powerful weapon to fight the new world order. Let's work on that, huh? Don't go away, because Jack McLam's up next. All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Peter Shanks signing out for the National Intel Report.
Continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.